I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. His new gig is Gabin, and she almost made everyone on board switch their cabin. It's Watch What Happens Live with Delaney Evans and Jerry O'Connell now. Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, in the Bravo Clubhouse with one guest who was sent packing tonight and another whose passion is unpacking Bravo. My first guest gig on Lady Michelle was not a marathon but a sprint, and fittingly, she loves a cheetah onesie. From Below Deck Med, please welcome fourth stew Delaney Evans. Hey, Delaney. Joining us from Hawaii, I might add, super white lotus of her. And my next guest also just joined a lively crew. In fact, his first day as co-host of The Talk, airing weekdays on CBS and Paramount Plus, was today. Please welcome our buddy Jerry O'Connell. Hey, Jerry. What are you doing with your hands, Jerry?
This is my cat suit dance.
Ah, it's your cat suit dance. Very good.
Yes.
By the way,
Delaney always has two cats.
Why can't I?
Yes. What are you calling her, Jerry?
Delaney.
How did you feel, Delaney, about Lexi calling you that all the time?
I mean, it taught most people my correct name.
Right.
So close. Yes. Almost everyone.
There you go. Hey, by the way, folks, if you're ready to watch next week's Below Deck Med, new episodes drop a week early every Monday on Peacock, which is great. Speaking about tonight's episode, boy, that was a fall, wasn't it, Jerry?
Yikes. I mean, the fall was harsh. And also, it wouldn't be a hot tub party for the crew if the chief stew didn't end up crying at the end of the night.
Yes, of course. Delaney, since you were literally sitting in the middle of Matt and Lexi's argument, whose side were you on there as you watched it?
Oh, man, I was not taking sides in that. That was a mess, to say the least.
Jerry, what'd you think?
You know, I don't think Lexi wants to be there, but I do think Matt, I sense some negative energy from Matt.
what gives you that thought? Just kidding.
Well, Lexi just is dying to be fired. I mean, Lexi should just quit already. Lexi does not want to be there.
Delaney, and, number one answer.
And Delaney, I thought that Delaney should have taken over for Lexi, to be honest.
Well, and that was the number one question we got for you, Delaney. Linda A wants to know, do you think it was unfair that you had to go and Lexi got to stay?
Yes. Yes, I do think it's unfair.
Were you upset about, or not upset, but how did you feel about knowing that you had to shake up the entire room situation by your presence?
Honestly, I was ready. Just put an air mattress in the laundry room, I would have been golden.
Right. Well, a lot goes on in that laundry room, too. Well, tonight, Delaney was not eager to take Malia's career advice, yet we can all appreciate the thoughts of a man who has no yachting experience, but plenty of untethered enthusiasm. Jerry O, I'm going to run through some below deck med topics. I want to know how you see it. After tonight's huge blowout, what's the likelihood that you yourself could have lasted a full charter season working alongside Lexi?
There are things that I do like about Lexi, but I don't think Lexi wants to be on the Michelle. So I could have lasted a season with Lexi.
General thoughts on Katie as Chief Stew. How does she compare to the likes of Hannah and Kate?
Well, listen, I love Katie, but you can't compare anyone to my queen, Kate. Come on. I want to say something else. Katie always wants to be liked. And I think sometimes when you're the boss, like Captain Sandy says, you have to do things that that people are not going to like you. And that's what being a boss is all about. So I think Katie's a little too worried about how people are going to perceive her.
The Stews on board this season were more attracted to the engineers than the deckhands. Which deckhands do you find the most attractive? David Z or Lloyd, Jerry? Who's your pick?
Well, recently I heard that Lloyd is coming out as fluid. So I don't know. I'm a curious guy. Let's see what Lloyd's got. I also love a mustache.
Is Matt an impressive enough chef
guy
in your eyes to warrant letting him stay despite the questionable injury and his drunken decision to quit?
I'm going to try and be nice here, but Matt always has an injury. And as I said before, I get a dark energy from Matthew, but he always talks about injuries. So I'm a little suspect.
Will Z's romantic gestures help him seal the deal with Courtney, or is she leading him on?
I hope so. I mean, Courtney's playing a little hard to get, but Z's laying it on pretty thick. Z was the drunkest, and this is a pretty bold statement I'm about to make. Z was the drunkest I've ever seen a crew member on Below Deck.
That's major.
Him going to chase those waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. And he couldn't even walk. He couldn't walk.
Right.
I've seen fights in vans. I've never seen someone not able to walk during the day. We've seen people coming back from, you know, clubs and stuff, you know, trying to navigate hot tubs, but daytime walking by a waterfall, I've never seen that.
Jerry O'Connell. Delaney, your resume contains a long list of roles and, according to Malia, possibly quite a few holes. So I want to clarify your job experience, okay? Were you ever actually a stew on a motor yacht or only a sailing yacht?
I was a deck stew on a motor yacht, but not a super yacht. There are a difference between motor yacht and super yacht. Small the boat, small the wool, less responsibility.
So why list stew on your resume? Just because it was a stew, but it was a different kind of boat, you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I just listed on my resume what I had done. I didn't think it would be beauty is in the eye of the beholder on a CV. So I guess they took that experience and thought it was more, but
what was the biggest vessel you ever worked on?
I crossed the Atlantic on a 62 meter.
All right. Was Malia right to question how you listed your experience on your CV and advise you not to be afraid to be green?
Honestly, I think her going at me for that was a little bit odd. She has 5 years on me. It just seemed a little unnecessary.
Do you think you over-exaggerated your deckhand ability, or was that missed line toss purely nerves after being thrown into the fray?
It was purely nerves. I was flustered. I had just been let go. I'd been through a wild experience. I think my head was just in a different spot.
By the way, did Katie have every right to be upset with you for not actually having real stew experience? Or do you think your can-do attitude should have overshadowed that fact?
I think my can-do attitude overshadowed that fact. I think I brought the right attitude, and I'm a hard worker, and I was actually doing quite well. So I think it should have been a non-issue. I mean, a fourth student is an entry-level position. I shouldn't really need experience anyways.
Jerry, did you have a question?
Yeah, I just want to say, first of all, I thought, and I'm talking to you now, Delani. I had some.
But you gotta say my name right. People, I'll put up with it with Lexi, but not with you.
No, well, I was kidding. I actually, Delaney. I thought it was a little rude how Malia and everyone was getting on you for maybe not being like just like stretching facts a little bit on your resume. Everyone does that, and to call someone out for that, I took some real issue with that. So that wasn't a problem, and I thought you did a great job as a stew. I mean, who cares what it said on your resume? I thought that was I thought that was crazy.
Yeah,
and throwing a string. Why is that like such
throwing
a job?
A string?
Like
string? It's not a deck. String. What are you talking about?
Receiving line. A string line.
It's not a string. It's a line.
There's like so much pressure. It's
all
like
right.
Going to a carnival.
Thank you very much. We see each other. Jerry, on the talk, you're interviewing a lot of, you're going to be interviewing plenty of relative strangers. So I want to run a drill with people that you treat like close relatives, Bravo celebrities. I'm going to toss out names. Tell me the first question you would ask them, okay? Here we go. First question for Captain Sandy.
Were you personally afraid to fire Lexi? And so you made Katie make the decision.
Erica Jane.
Did you know?
Meredith Marks.
Are you going to visit Jen Shah in jail?
Kenya Moore.
Good luck on Dancing with the Stars.
Ramona Singer.
Ramona, are you... what can you do to get Bethany and Dorinda back?
I have a feeling she can't do anything about either. She's not their favorite person. Jen Shah.
Jen, this isn't a question. Just thank you for keeping those cameras rolling. That's why we love you on Bravo.
Lisa Rinna.
Are you sad that Scott Disick is not going to be joining you for Yom Kippur dinner?
Candy Burris.
What's our next business, Candy? Come on, it's been a little bit since you've announced a new endeavor.
Lexi.
Lexi, why don't you just quit, Lexi? You just don't want to be there.
Sutton.
16 days, you said it yourself.
Sutton.
Sutton, how does it feel to be MVP of a season?
Wow. Woo. Countess Luann.
Countess Luann, are you hoping that Leah and Ebony and this whole crew from this season comes back?
Kathy Hilton.
Kathy Hilton, to quote our friend and former Bravo employee Robin Shore, now we know why Paris and Nikki are the way they are. We love you. We love you.
Lala Kent.
Lala, how does it feel to be a mom? Congrats.
Let's take questions from our virtual fans. Sarah from Syracuse, let's hear your question for Delaney.
Hi, everyone. Hello. Delaney, looking back now, do you think that Captain Sandy should have stepped in when it came to deciding whether you stayed on the boat or not, instead of leaving it all up to Katie?
I think that Captain Sandy really wanted to give Katie that leadership role, so... Ooh, it's hard to say, but no, I think ultimately it was Katie's decision.
All right, here's Amanda from Oregon with a question for Jerry.
Hi. How do you feel about your friend Lisa Rinna not pushing Erica to own it after everything she put Denise through last season?
I think it gets a little difficult because even I know Erica Jane personally. So you don't want to speak negatively against people that you know personally. So it gets tricky, especially when there's
like... But she knew Denise personally.
I think this is a different situation. Are we talking about Erica's...
The situation, yeah.
I think it gets a little more complicated because jail time. This isn't about like Denise. This was about like Denise.
It's not about fidelity. It's about, yes.
It's not about, yeah, it's not about hooking up with Brandi Glanville. This is about like, right. This is about like going to jail.
Jerry, did you hook up with Brandi Glanville?
No, I did not. I've been with my wife. I love her so much, and she's watching.
Did you ever almost hook up with Brandi Glanville?
I never almost hooked up with Brandi Glanville, but I do want to say I do find Brandi Glanville attractive. I'm literally making crap up here.
I
will tell you, my wife worked with her ex, Eddie Cibrian, and we were married at the time. And my wife came home from set, and she was like, whew, that Cibrian is.
Yeah.
I get it. He is one hot dude. Yes. I mean, she like talked about him. She still talks about him. Anytime she sees, she's like, he has dimples. You should see his dimples.
I know. It's true. He is quite, it's true.
Him and Joao. My wife loved Joao.
I know. Your wife loved Joao.
Wow.
She did. Delaney, Brenda M wants to know if you were picking up on the vibes David was trying to give you during the night off. Were you into him at all?
Oh, I was very aware of David's flirting. I think he's a sweet guy. Maybe with more time.
Jerry, Alana B wants to know if you agree with Dorit and PK that it's probably not the best look for Erica to be posting salacious photos on Instagram with everything that's going on.
I do agree with it. I don't understand what Erica is doing. I think Erica's maybe trolling. I think it's a troll. I don't know because I haven't talked to Erica, but I too am also a little shocked when I see a post from Erica. I still follow Erica Jane on the Insta, and I'm shocked when I see something, you know, sort of like along the same lines of her character that she was portraying before all this. Like, I'm so rich.
Right.
It's crazy what's going on. It's crazy.
Earlier today, Jerry dove right into his new role on The Talk, and oh no, mayday, mayday. Jerry's been caught in the undertow of his new colleague, Cheryl Underwood. Jerry, as improbable as this seems, the only way to save yourself from being caught in the Underwood undertow is to correctly answer Yachty trivia. Delaney, you'll read off questions. Woo! Jerry, if you can answer 7 correctly in 60 seconds, you'll go under. Your time starts now. Go, Delaney.
Okay, if you suffer from acrophobia, you probably shouldn't work in yachting because you're scared of what? Wind or waves?
You're scared of waves.
Oh my God, no!
Wind.
The Underwood undertow is coming to get you!
Okay, what is the name of a nautical measurement used to gauge speed on a boat?
A nautical measurement, speed of a boat. A knot.
Yes, good!
A knot. Yes, good work. Okay, how many stripes does Sandy have on her epaulets? 4 or 5 to show that she's the captain?
4.
Oh, yeah, you got it!
Good work! Okay, how many nautical miles away from shore are considered territorial waters? 25 miles or 12 miles?
Oh, my God, the Underwood undertow is coming! Thank you, Jerry O'Connell. I'm sorry about the Underwood undertow. I mean, I don't know. I kind of think the Underwood undertow might become a recurring game on the show, Jerry. I thought that was pretty good. Delaney, had you ever watched an episode of Below Deck before joining the crew?
Yes, I had. But every episode I watched, the more it kind of scared me out of doing it. So I just stopped watching and was like, I'm going to go for it.
Jerry, you revealed on The Talk recently that you and Sarah Michelle Gellar had dated. I didn't know this. How long did you guys date?
We went out for a little bit when I first moved to Los Angeles. I didn't know this, but I actually went to high school with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Sarah Michelle was a real underclassman. She was a freshman and I was a senior, and that's just too much of an age gap for me.
Yes.
I'm not a weirdo.
Right. Jana from Indianapolis said, Delaney, you came off resistant to Katie very kindly letting you go. Why continue to argue to stay there, especially after significantly embellishing your prior experience on your CV?
Hey, you got to fight for what you want, you know? You are your best advocate.
There you go.
I loved it. Sydney, can't fire Delaney. You can't fire her.
Sydney T wants to know, Delaney, who did you find most attractive on the boat?
Ooh. David, he was like a foot taller.
Well, how tall is David?
I think he's 2-3 inches shorter than I am. He's not very tall. He's super sweet.
How tall are you?
5'9".
Oh, wow. Okay. So then he's 5'7".
Well, somewhere.
She did that math. Jerry, Conrad, I want to know if you've spoken to Sharon Osbourne since replacing her on The Talk.
I sent her an email. The day I was announced, I sent her an email just saying, no one, like you just said, no one replaces you, Sharon. I just wrote that.
And I hear they're going to surprise you guys tomorrow and bring her out live on the show.
It's not going to be happening, everyone. That's Andy being funny.
It is time for Watch What Happens 5. It's always exciting to know what's going on in the interior of Jerry O'Connell's mind. So tonight he's assembling his all-time fantasy deck crew. Jerry, draft your 5 favorite yachties. Who's first?
You.
Here we go. All right. Kate Chastain, obviously, Chief Stew. Underneath her, you're not going to expect this one, Lexi. Georgia Rose, because I love music. I'm gonna throw one more in there. Josiah, I just like the way he talks. Okay, now as bosun, I want Riley, and underneath her, I want Ishton and Ross to work for Riley. You like what I did there? I'm producing your show for you, Andy.
Yes.
And finally, just because I mentioned him earlier, and he's one of the hottest of all time, I want the captain to be, get ready for it, Joao. That's right, he's captaining now.
Yep.
But there's my perfect season of Below Deck.
Wow, dude, he came up with the whole crew. And Sustainable Shane didn't make the cut. I want to thank Delaney and Jerry for being. See you guys later on Twitter on our after show.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
All right. It's the after show. We got Delaney Evans from Below Deck, Matt, and Jerry O'Connell, who's coming to CBS to save The Talk. He is the reason for the season on CBS daytime. Wow, Jerry. I'm going to start to watch The Talk because of you.
You like how I've upped my wardrobe game? And I've actually, now that I am a talk show host, a regular talk show host, and not just a guest, I find myself talking like this now.
Andy. You're talking like Seacrest.
I'm talking like a host. I didn't assign our name to it.
Oh, my God. Jerry, Val C. wants to know, since it's been a while, what are you most looking forward to with the upcoming season of Vanderpump Rules?
Ooh, looking forward to seeing what they've done with the cast. And I hate to say this, Andy. I mean, this is why I will be watching. Will I be okay with some of the changes? I might miss some of our old friends.
You might miss your old buddy Jax. Delaney Skylar J wants to know, now that we know Malia is dating the engineer, did you spy any flirtiness during your short time on the boat? I didn't know Malia was dating the engineer. How did I not know that?
I think everyone had the hots for both the chief officer and the engineer when we were on board.
By the way, hey, time out. Let me just jump in. This is the after show, so we can do whatever we want, everybody. Totally forgot that Malia and Chef Adam had a little trip to the waterfalls. Don't go chasing them. Yeah. Crazy Adam with the van.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they did.
Yeah. I mean, did you remember that? When they had that flashback in the episode, I was like, whoa.
Yes. It runs deep, dude. Runs deep. I want to go back to our virtual audience. Jennifer from Ohio, what's your question for Delaney?
Hi, Andy. Hi, Jerry. Hi, Delaney.
Hi.
My question is, Delaney, can you name one thing that Katie can improve on as a Chiefs do?
I think that Katie could be more assertive as a Chiefs do.
All right. Jennifer and Guyana Deep from Connecticut have a question for Jerry.
Hi, Delaney.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi.
I'm sitting here with my below deck Bravo loving husband, and we would love to know which housewife or a Bravo Leb would you love to see as a co-host on the talk someday?
Ooh.
I got to tell you, just because I miss her, I would love to get Dorinda.
Ah.
But you know what's funny? I want to like we come here, we clean up, we wear jackets and stuff. I want to get like Cartagena Dorinda.
I don't know if CBS Daytime can handle that. You know who I think could be good? Glanville, dude.
I don't have her in the contacts, but maybe
she'd have some hot takes, don't you think?
Maybe I'll slide into the DMs there. And I mean, professionally, not personally. You know?
I want to thank Delaney and Jerry. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Watch Jerry on the talk, guys. Weekdays on CBS. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.